Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for being here. I thought I had a song that popped on. We are here. Boy, we got a great show lined up for you. It's Psychic Little T taking your calls. I got a lot to say. We got a great raffle today coming up. You're definitely going to want to stay here with us. Got a great chance to get a raffle, a free psychic medium reading, a full hour privately for one of our guests. For just pennies on the dollar. Let's go that way. I'm going to tell you more about that as we continue. We're taking your calls for free psychic medium readings. Please, if you can, donate. This is our only show today to help support Love in Action. And we will be back here in just a few minutes. And I'm going to start the first song up here. I will come back and we will start the show. So I got a lot of great stories to tell you. We got Psychic Little T here in the wings. I'm going to be live on Facebook in just a minute. Catch me on there. I'm going to be setting that up right now. So here we go.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and lurking all my life. I've been
I've been wounded, jaded, loved, and hated. Around
Go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old, it was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. I've always had that dream, like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I truly love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun, when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. My goals. I don't believe in failure, cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was right about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. We've traveled around the world and missed the world, and soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. Brother, I'm so sorry. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a little one. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is old, or will I have a lot of children who can worry me? Soon I'll be 60 years old.
Everybody, we are live on Journey into the Light and also live on Facebook, so you can catch me on my Facebook page. Just pull up Michael Long and you'll see me and my new birthday shirt that my wife gave me. I like it, and the color on the camera just distorts it a little bit, but it's actually close to maroon. So, at least that's what my wife tells me. But anyway, so yes, our birthday week continues. Says we want to just give out prizes, do a lot of fun things, and we got a lot here to say for as we set up the show here. We had some changes to the lineup today. So, as scheduled, scheduled to the show here, again, some messages coming through here. Scheduled to the show tonight was Sarah Manning. Just love when she comes on and just, beautiful energy and great readings. And she lives up in Canada, and if you know, Canada's had some really horrendous fires right now, and with Sarah having asthma, the smoke and everything can affect her. And so I got a notice this afternoon, she was unable to do the show. And if you go to her page, you'll see the video she did this afternoon. And oh my goodness, please send her prayers, prayers, not just for her, but so that the fires, you know, start coming down, so that there's rain. Like, man, my heart goes out for that girl. And she was so worried about the show, and she knows that this show, late here, our last show, what it is, it's about our homeless mission. And she is a couple things on that. She is going to, number one, try to make it here Friday night, God willing. So please send prayers. And she also gave a gift for the show tonight, and what she's doing, and along with the birthday week, she's extended her gift to be a full reading, a full hour private reading with Sarah Manning, and which is normally $200. And she's going to do it, give it out tonight to the highest donation tonight. And we're going to set in a minimum of $100 in there, but you can still get it for half price. And that's great. But it goes for a great cause. That's the whole idea. It's kind of like when, you know, they do big, you know, donations and so forth. They'll have, you know what I mean. Okay. So you can go to the website, either GoFundMe, which is listed on the show page, also on Facebook, or you can go to the PayPal email address tonight. So, so that is awesome. And, so that left me just a couple hours to try to see what we can do about having a show tonight. I at least like to have a show. Psychic Little T stepped up and said, sure, she'd come on. Okay. So she's always so giving and of her time. So we're very happy to have her here. So so that's what we're doing tonight. And please call on into the show. And please, we're going to give you a 10-minute reading. Please donate $25 to the mission. The GoFundMe link is on the show page, or the PayPal address is there. And I think I'll just leave it at that as far as, I don't want to, you know, I should throw that in there about the this being my birthday week, which was Monday, and we're going to finish it up tomorrow night with Vincent Pace will be here, and Greg Keane before him, so the highest donation of the whole week is going to get a gold Journey into the Light membership. And what that means is, forever, any show you let me know, and you automatically will be in the next of line, no donation needed. And being that's gold, you will be automatically the next person coming up. And it's all, again, to support a great cause. And right now we are at the amount is $230. So if you want to donate something a little higher than that, then you'll be the leader on that. And if you've already donated, you can add to yours. So it's not like you donated, you know, a certain amount on Monday, and then you got, you know what I mean. So you need to just ask me any question that you like. So today you could donate, let's say someone wanted to donate $250 or $300. You would be first in line for the gold pass, and also you would be, you know, probably would be the winner of the free reading tonight with, you know, as I said earlier, with Sarah Manning. So there you go there. Okay. I wanted to say real briefly, you talk about, you know, the mission, love and action, and about helping people. And we were dedicating tonight's show because I know of a family here in the city that I was going to get a whole bunch of groceries for. And that is, and I was thinking in a ballpark of $200. So that is, was the goal tonight. Maybe we'll be able to reach that. Maybe not. But I wanted to say I ran into before the show of our good friend Charles, and I put it up the picture on Facebook. And Charles is an elderly African-American guy who's just as sweet as can be. Just he, when he sees me come up, he's like, you know, he's like, "Hey, Michael, how you doing, my brother?" And we have a great conversation. But I want to say today, you see his picture, and we gave him some financial assistance. He stays on the corner there where the Walmart is so that he's not homeless. He barely has a place, and that is what subsidizes his rent for the love of people. And he told me today he was standing out there, and it's 100-degree weather out there, and he told me how, you know, he's barely, you know, had anybody, you know, donate. And so we gave him $50 today. And the beautiful thing was when I was pulling off, my window wasn't fully and the question in the chat room, what's the donations for? It's for the homeless. And so I finished my story. When I was pulling off, my window was still down. Charles said out loud, really loud, and he said, I'm repeating his words. He said, "Thank you, Jesus." And I just, and he's like, "Hallelujah." And it was such beautiful words, because to me, that it's like a affirmation, an okay, and a blessing from above that, hey, Michael and the group, you're doing good. You're doing good. And, you know, when you hear that, you know, and when you hear Burles, who we moved from being homeless since the age of 14 to having his own apartment, and he calls it home now, that makes it all worth it. Because if we didn't start anything, if we said, nah, we're not going to do it because this deal or that naysayer or that, none of this would have been possible. None of it. So that's where my heart is. And for you guys here on the show for the past 10 years. So that's what we do. There's the link. I had such a blessing of day. You know, you can even talk to people. Like I was going into, like I said earlier, going into Walmart, and this guy was getting in his car, and he had a hat on, and he was a Vietnam vet. And I said, "Hey," I said, "thank you for your service." And he said, "Thank you for yours." And I thought, what? You don't even know I do a mission. But he literally said, "Thank you for yours." Anyway, I got to talking to him, and he told me that yes, he served two tours in Vietnam, but he also, he showed me a piece of paper he had in his wallet that was all laminated, that he was in the newspaper back in, I think it was either 50s or 60s, but in the first mission to the moon, the capsule that came down, he was working the satellite with the Navy, and to locate the capsule, which was totally off course by hundreds of miles. And his name was in there. And I said, man, I said, you have done great service for this country. And he said, thank you, thank you. And, you know, it just something to light up his day. You know, he wasn't needing financial assistance, but, you know, God, that's, people wonder where my heart is. That's where my heart is. That's Michael Long. That's me. And just like when I saw a guy that was, you know, totally out of it, laying halfway in the street and all the cars going by him, I'm like, someone's going to hit him. So I used my car as a shield, put on the emergency blinkers until police and fire could get there and take him for observation to get assistance. But I don't think it's anything special. The caller in the last show said, you know, was an angel. I just do the things we're supposed to do. So anyway, so that's the kind of day I've had, kind of a roller coaster. All right. On with the show. So you guys can go for the free gift, you know, the Sarah Manning, a full reading, private reading, goes for a great cause, and you'll get an absolutely amazing reading. Or what you can donate tonight and to get a reading right now. So the links are on the show page for the GoFundMe and also the PayPal. If you could start going there now so we can start taking calls. And if you absolutely just can't donate, stay on the phone lines. We'll work in as many calls as we can. I'm not sure how exactly long we're going tonight. So far, we got no donations. Okay. But I'm sure people are going to the boards now. So, but let's go ahead and bring on our guest here. We do thank her for coming on here last minute and for such quick notice. And let me get my board ready. Okay, let's welcome to the show Psychic Little T. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Michael. It's been, what, 4 days?
It hasn't been that. It was Monday. 2 days.
Yeah, 3 days. Sorry. I'm a little confused. Can you tell?
Yeah.
You know, it was funny because I was on the phone listening.
All right.
I was on the phone listening, and my son comes in, and he's like, Mom, don't forget about the show. I said, I'm on the phone now. He's playing music. And he's like, oh. You know, even my son's on a time schedule now.
Yeah, he's playing music. That's part of the start of the show.
Yeah.
Everybody's set, ready to go. So anything new in your world since we last talked? Anything you want to talk
Not
about?
Not really. I just wanted to tell you, like, how heartwarming that was that Charles, you know, it's such a blessing to hear stories like that, you know, to hear the not satisfactory, the gratitude that people have when, even though you gave him a certain amount of money and, you know, some people think, oh, well, you know, that's too much money, but it's not. Now he can go buy dinner for a week or whatever, go stay in a hotel for a day or two. I'm not sure exactly his circumstances. But for him to, you know, thank God, number one, you know, a lot of people nowadays have a really hard time remembering that part. You know, they remember who God is in the bad times versus the good times.
Yeah, right. That's a great point. That's a great point. And Charles, as I said earlier, you know, he uses, you know, the money to make up the difference for his rent. So he's not homeless. And there's too many homeless the way there is. And just like Melvin, you know, we don't want Charles to be homeless either. And I mean, you know, a lot of people, when they get old like that, they either have a little bit of retirement or a little bit of Social Security. And it's
right.
Today's day and age, it's not enough to pay the bills. So
not only that, it's all the medications when you get older. Like, it could be high blood pressure, it could be diabetes. You know, there's a whole long list. I know my grandfather, before he passed away, he was on 14 different medications to stay alive. And it was heartbreaking. And he had to take, like, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, and 6 at night. I don't know, you know, exactly what he was taking. But I'm like, all that to stay alive? You know, it was like 2 or 3 blood thinners. He had 2 open heart surgeries between, like, I don't know what age. I know he had his first heart attack at 42, and he died, like, in his 70s. I can't think right now offhand, but you get the point. And I'm like, is that what happens when we get up that? And I'm not saying this is everybody, but I'm like, I don't want to live off of 14 different medications. That's insane. And again, this is just my opinion. So I'm in a Fitbit challenge with my niece and some of her friends. Now, my niece is in her early 20s, and so are her friends. And daily steps I do is probably 11,000 steps, which, you know, when you're running around doing errands, you don't think about the movements until the Fitbit goes, hey, you just did 1,200 steps. I'm like, wow. Where'd it go? And, you know, it's just great that I can keep up with the younger generation. And I said to my niece, I'm not doing so bad for an old hag, huh? And she started laughing. She's like, you're not old. I said, well, you tell my body this. So, you know, yeah. it's great to have positive feedback. And, you know, I've been working actually on my website too in the last couple of days, and I put the mission on my website and, you know, what we're trying to do. I say we. And so maybe I can get the word out there when people come look at my website.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's the whole thing is everybody get the word out there. And also, if you guys know anybody that would like to come on the show as a guest, but especially be on live Facebook, it does a lot better if they're live than me. You know, tell them to send me a message. I would love to talk with them. Cause you know, I really want to do this more and more because we get to bring in everybody and the homeless get help, to those that need help, you know, like Charles and Melvin and others get help. And it's, you know, that's really the direction I want to take this. So,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Have you thought about maybe trying to get, have you tried to, contact maybe nonprofit organizations? Like, I don't know, like, how far that would go. I know you kind of live in a small town.
Well, I mean, they do their own thing. You know, it's like every group does their own thing, and
right. We
do ours, and they do theirs, and that's the beauty of it. Everybody, you know, some places may not, you know, I know there's some groups that will not assist financially, so it puts other people, you know, as far as, you know, it makes them really strapped as far as help. But you know, but that's the beauty of it, is if everybody does their own thing, I think, you know, people are covered that way. It's kind of like when we went through the tornado, and it was like, well, go over there, they handle that. Go over, you know. So it's, you know, everybody does their thing that comes to them the best. And so the whole thing is just fundraising. It's fundraising and get the assistance out there. We want to, you know, Jennifer and I, and we want to get, you know, more people, you know, than boroughs into housing, especially with, you know, a couple of months we'll be looking at winter. And so that is one of our big goals. So we're looking at, you know, housing, things like that, not actually building housing, but looking for availability. Like we did boroughs, looking for someone that is, you know, has an open spot, that doesn't want an arm and a leg, and is willing to help. So, yeah. So.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, all groups are really strapped. I mean, donations is very hard to get, not just for me, but for all the groups. So they're really strapped. And but anyway, we all dig in and help, and so help in all different ways. So yeah. Anyway.
Right.
So let's help the folks that are here today, little T.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this. You know, this is my favorite part.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see why. So understand that. Okay, so all right. So if you're called in or you want a reading, call into the radio show, okay? 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. Okay? And we're going to try to bring in as many people as possible. So what we're going to do is, if you donate, we're going to give you a 10-minute reading. If it's a free reading, we're going to go 5 minutes. So this way we can actually work in more people. So people are not left high and dry. I know there are some shows where, like, everybody donates. So those who are wanting free readings, it's just about impossible so they get on. So I want to make sure, you know, Journey of Life still stays a place where people can get help. So that's not going to change. So there we go. Okay, let's go to our first caller, 678 area code. I'll come to you guys in the screening room too, so please be by your phones. 678 area code, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Kathy from Atlanta.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, D, how are you?
Good. So you got
great.
Some good news for me?
No.
Man, I was hoping.
I was hoping too. it is what it is. The question on the counteroffer, because I still haven't sent it.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just I kept trying to get peace with trying to send it today to them, and I didn't. So do you see what the anxiety is around it? Because I don't know why I didn't. Because I have what I want changed, et cetera, and I haven't changed that in my head. But I, for some reason, it's just I didn't send it. I kept trying to ask for guidance or a sign that says send it, and I just didn't get it today. I'll have to send it tonight regardless. But what do you see?
I see you sending it. You need to send it. And you already know this, but I can't force you if you don't feel comfortable. Like I tell everybody else, you need to follow your instincts. There's a reason why that you didn't send it when you were supposed to, so to say. So, you know, when you feel comfortable, send it. But you will be.
Yeah, well, no, comfortable or not comfortable, I have to send it today because it's just I'm delaying.
Right.
Because they have to make the changes, and if they make the changes. And I think maybe that's what it is because I just don't want to get into a back and forth. We're not adding that or having a conversation. I'm conversation out on all of my issues. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just,
oh, yeah.
I can't talk anymore. So do you see anything else once I send it, how long it'll take, or any good news, bad news, anything else around it?
You know, all I'm feeling is confusion, which I'm sure I'm picking up on your emotions. But
right.
You know, we've talked about this in length. And I don't know what the other side, and I told you what I thought. You just need to send it. And, you know, like we talked about, you need to tell them to stop sugarcoating it. It is what it is. It's a yes or no answer. Either they're going to give it to you or they're not.
Right.
So,
and maybe that's what it is, too, because if it falls through, I don't know if
it's not going to fall through.
So
they're
I'll,
just playing too many games.
So yeah. And I, if you can hear, I'll just send it. My energy is way low today. It's just,
right.
I can't get.
Because you're thinking too much into it.
Yeah, and that could be too. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then
you just got to take a deep breath and, you know, I've told you time and time again, it will all work out. I know you don't want to hear it, but I have to keep reassuring you.
No, that's fine, and thank you. It's just a matter of when. It's the question. Oh, that's fine. So, maybe this week I'll hear about the job also.
Oh, I'm telling you. They just keep dragging their feet, too. But, you know, it's corporate America. So, but you're doing an amazing job.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate you.
She's
thank you.
Sweetheart.
Yes, yes. Things work out for her. We're here with Psychic Little T. And call on in, 347-884-8245. Again, let's take our next call here. Let's bring in another sweetheart. Let's bring in from California, Maui, to the show. Welcome, Maui.
Yeah!
How you doing?
I didn't think I would get on tonight.
Of course.
Oh, I welcome everybody. You should know this.
Maui's been such a... Yeah, go ahead, Maui.
I think this is my first time hearing you.
No, I think we spoke before.
You know, I have really bad memory issues. I have a little bit of a concussion. So the memory thing kind of... like, I don't know. I'm so bad.
If I remember correctly, you were asking me about the move, if you should do it back to Maui.
Yes, I am doing it. However, I've run into some problems.
Okay. You know, life wouldn't be life if it didn't have problems.
I know. And you know, it's funny. I think of life in the way of... if someone tells me no, I am stubborn as hell. I get it from my mother and her side of the family. And all that means is it's a no now because you haven't found a way to turn into a yes. There's a way, and where there's a will, there's a way. So it's not no about Maui. It's I just, you know.
Repass it.
No, not even repath it. I there's some things that I have to take care of here in the States first. And so one of those, I'm going for some type of, it's not physical therapy, but it's in lieu of medication. There's a doctor in Los Angeles for pain medication and depression and anything like that. That is non-medical, meaning, it's non-drug. So it's not drug related and it's through special pulses and this and that. So it's a new thing. And so I've committed, because I'm so anti-drug, and, I will not put narcotics in my body the way that they've been handing them to me. It's poison. And I've suffered because of it. And so I'm done with all that. So now, in order to heal my body, this is what I'm going to be doing. So I have to do 30 sessions every day, 5 days a week for 30 sessions. I've committed to that. So after that, I am free, but until then, I'm just literally packing stuff up. I'm selling stuff. I'm auctioning stuff. I've got like beautiful items that, you know, I'm going to be speaking with Michael about, but you know, I'm going to find a way where there's a will, there's a way, but I've got all these items that are just gorgeous. That I know that the people in the community that I am in, I've got all these Facebook likes and people know that I donate to the homeless. So I'm telling you, I will walk into a store and I'll say, oh, I like that bag. You know, do you have more? Oh, yeah, we have 10. Oh, wow, how much for 10? Well, it's $12 for 10. How much for 20, $10 if you buy 20. Do you know, I will literally walk out and I will buy $300 worth of bags that I can turn around, which I will do. And I can, like, I'm just saying this for an example, where I could sell them for more money and therefore fund the homeless. And it's literally every place that I go into, they say, oh, you help the homeless? Here, here's some shampoo samples. Oh, here's some stuff on clearance. We'll give it to you at 75% off. And I can make up packages for the homeless.
Right, right.
You know, so to me, this is huge. So this is what I'm kind of doing for now for, you know, this is my, because the universe has said to me, no, because of my work injury, I can't work, I can't make money. You know, I can donate my time, though.
Right.
So that's
have
my,
you know, actually thought, like, of opening, like, a boutique or, like, a secondhand, I don't know what, how you refer
yes.
to it, like
yes,
a thrift
absolutely.
Store?
Yeah, the thing is that because I'm going to be literally mobile, I mean, I have, I love my roommate, you know, the house where I live. I have the best roommate in the entire world. I couldn't have asked for anything better. But because of, you know, my, you know, lack of being able to, you know, make an income, you know, I just, all I want to do now is just kind of, I'm not saying I'm going to be homeless. I would never be homeless. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to be mobile and I'm just going to, you know, try and get donations. And I don't feel that I can do it in one place. I feel that I have to do this in many places. So I'm right on the cusp of it. I've been working with Michael. I've been, you know, going deep within, and I've got some really huge announcements, really huge that I've been working on with my mentors, actually. There's two of them. And then there's people like you and who Michael has on his show that are my mentors, because all you do is give, and you don't have to. You do it because, you know, because that's
let me
you
tell
are.
You why. No, let me tell you why I do it. Because of people like Michael, definitely people like you or people like Kathy, because you
yeah.
just have this connection. Well, I can only speak for myself, to help people. Like, this is why I've been on this earth. Even Christy Lee, she's an amazing psychic also that has helped me. And I just want to give back to the community because, like we've said time and time again, I'd rather give than to receive. Because
right.
when you give, you get it tenfold back.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because I just looked at my donations page. Like, I have an account that I use specifically for donations that I don't commingle my own personal funds with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's strictly for donations. And I, in the past month, have probably donated a total of $700.
Wow.
Okay?
That's amazing.
And this is to people like Michael's program. This is to people like, you know, there's another organization and that's all they do. And these are people that have given up an income, a viable income. I'm talking a large number income, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 to go forward and give. Okay.
Right.
So there's something going on here. If I can give, then that's what I do. But you know what happens is because I give, do you know, people just literally walk up to me, I don't even know them, and they like, give me stuff. I'm like, I didn't even ask for this. I said, oh, but you know what, I saw that you bought da-da-da-da-da, you know, I know that you're buying them for someone else. And so I make up that.
Because
I,
you
I've
radiate
to...
it. You
well,
literally...
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
You literally,
I didn't know...
yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so blessed. And when I wake up, I'm like, wow, what am I going to be? I'm like a feather that floats around. I'm like, what direction am I going to be blown in today? And, you know, I just, I'm on the cusp of something. Like I said, I've got two, and this is showing how synchronicity works. I've got actually two of my mentors. One of them, I didn't even tell Michael about. One of them has been on his show. And I purposely didn't call in because I didn't want to blow her cover. But I'm deeply connected with her, and she knows what my plans are, and she knows how Michael is tied into them. And she's been sworn into secrecy. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's big. And, you know, we are making a difference, and we're going to continue making a difference because it's the light against the dark, and we're like, you know, with Star Wars. We're the ones, we're the good side, you know? We're not on the dark side. We're the good side, and we're winning. We're winning. You know?
You know, like I made a comment, I think, last week when I said I feel like I'm Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And Christy Lee's like, that's amazing. I love that. Apparently she just saw the movie that I haven't seen yet, but
That's what it
feels like. Like when Mike texts me and says, hey, can you come on the show? I'm like, yeah, why not?
Oh my gosh. And you know what? The thing is, the beauty of Michael, bless his heart, he's been doing this for 10 years. There are people that I know that for some reason, you know, now all of a sudden I've got all these people requesting me on Facebook that said, oh, I never heard of Michael. How do I get on his show? I'm like, how did you not hear of Michael? So people are going to be hearing about this, and it's going to take off, you know, even more so because, you know, people don't even know. And then when they find out, they're like, are you serious? I never knew this.
Right.
They're going to know. They're going to know because of people like you, because of people like Michael, because of people like Christy, because of people like the other, I can't think of her name right now, Angela, the other assistant, because of people like them. You know, I mean,
it
they're
comes
all
down to word of mouth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, what we're doing is so important because, I just want to say just real quick, what we're doing is so important because we are bonding together. And it's what it is we're creating a vibration of when Sarah needs something because of us. It's the vibration is out there. What Sarah needs because of the work that we do, it's going to come to her because of Christy and what she does. Now she's volunteering her time to Michael and his cause and the cause of, you know, helping the 10% on the fringes like everyone's supposed to. Because of all of that, our lives are going to be richer. And it's just, it's a vibration, and it's never ending. Do you understand? It's like, it's so important. You know, I'm just so excited to be a part of it. That's all.
Me too. But let me say this before I even sign. Hold on, Mike, 1 second. Before I signed up with Mike, I had another psychic through somebody else tell me that I was going to help people or animals. And when me and Mike started talking and I started doing the show, and it's just amazing to help the amount of people that I help. And, you know, that's why I ask them to write reviews so I can put on my website so people understand that I'm not full of baloney. Like, this is coming from other people. But anyway, I just wanted to share that real quick.
Well, you know what? Whatever it is, I think our biggest fear is not, you know, I mean, there are things to be afraid of. Some people fear, you know, about their fears. But for me, my biggest fear is that once I go, how am I going to connect with my loved ones? And if you think about it, that's what the homeless fear. Do they not? How are they going to connect with their loved ones when they have no base? You know what? And it is not for us to interrupt the flow of how they connect with their loved ones. And if they can't connect with their loved ones for any reason, well, then we better find a way to make it happen. And if their loved ones can't be connected with, then we're their loved ones until they do, because we are not meant to bounce around aimlessly. We are meant to connect with family. And if it means spiritually, yes. And if it means here on earth, then we connect with that 10% on the outside. And that's what we're here for.
Right. But it was great talking with you, Molly.
Thank you so much. And again, one day.
Thanks, Maui. Thanks for everything you do. We're so glad to have you here. So you deserve all of this.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you again soon, Michael.
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye bye. Much love. She is so sweet, so helpful, and
yeah, she's very.
And she's right. She's right. When you go and you tell people that you help the homeless, I mean, this goes to anybody out there, you know, and you don't do it for this reason. I never started it for any of this, but the people's reaction to you, oh my goodness, when I went to get my hair cut, they said, what are you doing today? Out today. I said, well, I'm actually helping the homeless. I just stopped in here for a haircut. They're like, wow, you help the homeless? I'm like, man, let's give you a discount on your haircut.
Well, you know what it comes down to is everybody gets caught up in their everyday lives. And unless you have your heart set into helping the homeless or other different organizations, whatever the person chooses to do, you don't think about it. You know, you have a family, you have your own kids, and the sun rises, the sun goes down, and you're like, okay, great, I'm tired, I'm going to take a shower and go to bed. Where when it's dark, you don't know what's going on in them streets. And that's what people forget about. You know, they say that home, I don't know the exact statement, but the homeless are forgotten. And that's so true, unfortunately. You know, it's, if you, I know you know, but talking to them, they have mental health issues because all the hospitals can't take care of it. It's overpopulated, and or they end up in jail in a cell in 24-hour lockup because they can't cope with the real world. And it's sad, but, you know, they're in prison. They get medication to control, we'll say, schizophrenic, for example. But once they get out, they have no medical insurance to continue the medication. So it's a catch-22. But
yeah, that's so true. People on Facebook are seeing me eating a few strawberries. I was just grabbing them. You just ended your word, and I said I better hold off on that strawberries.
It always happens like that.
It does. And when you're
so
not
how
on
was
camera.
Your cake?
Oh, my cake was wonderful. Oh man, everybody loved it. We had seconds last night, and my son, who doesn't, not a big cake eater, but he even said, oh my gosh, you know, he had a second piece last night too, and we're like, man, would it be wrong to go get another cake? I don't have another one yet, but it was just really good. So it was, I do want to say something to everybody here before we go to the next caller here. So I'll give you a chance, little tea, to grab some water or something. Yes. Yeah, so people that are listening to me, Facebook or on the radio show, call in. That's how we're doing readings. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And as we were saying at the beginning of the show, you know, and I think, you know, we've talked about it. I think people have kind of, you know, forgotten the meaning of this show, though, even though we're helping, you know, everybody. But, you know, I'll tell you where we're at. We've been on the air for an hour now. We've been talking about helping the homeless, and I don't think people really – I think people just see it as a word and as a thing that was in the 80s and 90s, and that should have been resolved by now, and the rest of the homeless are just, you know, drug users and things like that. And granted, some are, but – that's not the majority by any means, and nor does this mission that I run, Love in Action, we don't support that. We're not going to, and we don't. And you can definitely tell the ones that looking for their next fix. I'm just, you know, I'm not going to be an enabler, and I'm not going to, just for people have concerns about that. But we're talking tonight, and it was just mentioned about the homeless being forgotten. And they know that. That's the scary thing. When I'm with the homeless people and, you know, people come by and it's like you're invisible. And like, I'm over here. And really, it's like you're a ghost. And that's so sad. So sad. And do people help? You might wonder. Very rarely. I've seen Charles, who I talked about in his picture, is up on the show page today that we helped. And I've seen him stand on there at the corner in the hot sun for an hour. Not one person help. And tonight's show, folks, let's get to the meaning of tonight's show. It's to help a family that I had planned to, I thought, you know, with the guests we had scheduled and, you know, you look at prior shows and what we raised, I thought we were going to be able to raise tonight $200, around $200, $250 so that I could go and buy them a full, gosh, it's almost a month's worth, because I've talked with them, I've worked with them, of groceries. And right now, we've been on the air for an hour, we have $0, nothing. Nothing. And we've even offered, Sarah has beautifully offered a private reading to be auctioned off. And it's and the true value of it is $200. And we said, hey, if someone just donates $100, if you're the high bidder at $100, it's yours. But it goes for a great cause. Or just donate $25 for a reading. Every show is separate to itself. And what do I mean by that? We only do like four shows in the whole week for if we can do them. We have things that happen where, you know, people get sick, computer issues, you know, things happen. It's called life. So each show is so on the last day of the last show of the day is so important. And come on, I mean, we can do better than this. I mean, we're spiritual people. And spirituality means what? Love. Love for our brothers and sisters. And if we don't help, who will? Danny and Brinkley, who I think many of you guys know, is actually going to be on my LA show this upcoming Tuesday. He told me in the very first year doing this show, he said, Michael, and I never thought of this, he said, God couldn't come today and sent you instead. What would you have said you done today? And people like to say, you know, you wish that's a chain that it wasn't like that. But it starts with us. It starts with us. And I think we're doing something really beautiful here. And I know we are. We do the readings. We help people. And I've been doing that for 10 years, and I'm going to continue to do that. But there's no reason we can't do more as a body of spiritual people, because if it's not us, then who? Not us, then who? It ain't going to be Washington, D.C. It's not going to be the rich. Then who? Unless we say we don't care, and I know there are people out there that say that too. Well, get a job. Well, a lot of these people can't get a job. Burroughs, who we helped and move into his own place, he's almost 70 years old. He couldn't physically get a job, and no one's going to hire him. Care as people. And, the, you know, the sad thing is we're the richest country on earth and the richest country ever. And we have the biggest homeless problem. So come on, folks. I mean, we're offering prizes. I don't know what else we can do. The links are on the show page, is how you donate. The GoFundMe page is right there. The PayPal email address is right there as well. And that's how you make a donation. Here. Okay, alrighty. And if you're called in, 347-884-8245, press the 1 on your phone. Okay. And if anybody makes a donation and they can't call in for whatever reason, they don't have long distance or whatever, give me your phone number. We can call you. There's nothing that we can't do. So. I don't know what country is richer than ours, but. Okay, well, on with the show, as they say. Okay. Well, let's bring Little T on back, and let's welcome back Little T.
Woohoo! We need to get
Little T.
I know
something
that'll
bring the energy up. I know something that'll bring the energy back up. Thank you. You have a joke for us or something funny to say?
Not out of the top of my head right now.
Oh, come
go
on.
Go ahead, do the laughing guy.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh. You know, I play that on most of my shows, and I won't say who, but I had one guest that didn't understand that. And the reaction was, why on earth, Michael, are you playing that? Like, okay, sorry.
We could say it's an insider joke.
Yeah. But a lot of people like it. So that's my read.
Yeah, Pandrea is funny. Like, I can't believe how much she sounds like. I guess the character, I don't know if it's really somebody laughing like that or.
Yeah, she sounded just like the laugh track. That was great. Let's bring in another call here. Let's go way up to, I would love to be in this, love to be up in Alaska right now and away from my 100-degree weather. They said today, the next 10 days in Oklahoma, 100 to 102. Like, oh, thank you for that.
Yeah. We're going through the heat wave, too.
You're at 100? Where are you? How much? How
no,
hot
we're
is
at
it?
Today was 91, but they sent out a heat warning, you know, actually me and my son had went to dinner when you had texted me at Friendly's and their AC had broken.
Oh, wow.
So we were sweating bullets. I was like, we got to go.
Yeah, I bet. I know.
So we took the ice cream and we came home to the AC.
Yeah, right. It's like if you're a restaurant and you're already heating up the place and your AC don't work, you should be closed.
Well, it's funny because I had said something to the manager and he was just BSing his way through. And I just laughed. I was like, yeah, that's what we have to tell our customers, too. And I just laughed. And my son's like, Mom, I'm sweating. I can't take it. I was like, well, you go home and take another shower. He looked at me like, what? I was like, no, I said, I have to go take a shower.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's take another caller here and remember, folks, we'll be on tomorrow night. First, Greg Keane will be on at 8, and then Vincent Pace will be on after that at 9. So a couple of great shows tomorrow as well. And let's go up to Alaska, as I said earlier, and let's bring in Rhonda to the show. Welcome.
Yes, hi, good evening. It's Rhoda, not Rhonda, but thank you for having me. And what an awesome, great cause. That was heartfelt little you gave out there, and I will definitely get logged on to your donation page. I promise.
Awesome. Thank you.
How you doing, Ro?
Good. So I don't know. I'm just gonna let you feel whatever you want, whatever you got to give me. I'm kind of open.
Now,
whatever.
No, that's not how I work. Go ahead and ask me the question to the answer you want.
Oh, let's see. Let's start with.
I know you got like 20 of them listed.
Yeah, probably. Start out with my job and my position right now. Am I in my field of work or do I need to go somewhere else?
I really feel you need to go somewhere else. I'm not exactly sure what you're doing right now.
Hmm?
But like I said, before, I really think, like, because you're such an outgoing person,
uh-huh,
that you should look into marketing or some branch. You know, it may not be exactly marketing, or where you feel your heart, because obviously you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I can only give you bits and pieces. You have to put the puzzle together.
Sure. Okay.
So,
any financial information on?
Yeah, that's like the Dead Sea right now. But I just really feel once you get comfortable, you know, things will work out. So, you know, we kind of talked about this in detail. So, you know where I'm going with it.
Right, sure, exactly. Well, I don't know what
but
else.
I'm so glad you called. It's great to hear you.
Awesome. Anything from the other side?
You know, your sister, she's so funny. She's like, I told you I'd be back.
Right?
Like, she's not leaving my side. I finally had to close the spirit door the other night, and she's like, I'll be back. Don't worry. And
oh,
I'm just like, okay. So that's when, you know, I had made the comment that we're going to be, like, the best of friends.
Yeah. Because
she's going to make sure. And she just wants you to know, like, how much I remind you of her or something like that. You know,
uh-huh,
like I've told you before. But, yeah, she's definitely going to be the bridge.
That's great.
But, you know that she's there. You feel it.
Uh-huh.
There ain't nothing that I haven't already told you that you didn't know.
Okay. Okay, and I guess nobody else is trying to reach you then.
No, your sister's like, no. So whatever that means. I just keep
all
shaking
right
my head, no.
Yeah, maybe she's tired.
Yeah, right. Energy ball.
Yeah.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing.
All
I know
right
times are tough right now, but things will work out. Just keep your eyes out. And,
right,
you know, like I've told you before, you have to do what makes you happy.
Okay.
You're too old to be playing this game, unfortunately, and that's what it is.
All right, I understand.
So, it ain't nothing. I mean, I think I keep repeating myself.
Sure.
But, you know, sometimes you got to be a broken record,
mm-hmm,
before the brain goes, oh, maybe I should listen.
Yep. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Are you there?
I don't hear anybody. I thought I got cut off.
No, we're still on.
Oh.
I think Mike's in the green room.
Well, he just left it to us to then, huh?
Yeah, what's your temperature in Alaska right now? Because mine's 91 with a humidity probably of 110.
Ew, I think it's like 52 here right now.
Wow.
But we also have rain and heavy fog.
So what's your summers? Because when you told me that, I was like, Alaska has summers?
Yes, we do. It gets pretty warm. I mean, for us, because we're like, you know, near the water, so it's usually, summers are averaged in the 60s and 70s, kind of back and forth.
Wow, 70s a summer? That's like San Francisco.
And it's you know, we always have a breeze because we're right on the water.
Right. Wow. One day I'll come visit there.
Yeah, you might have
That's
to.
My plan.
Yeah, you might have to have some sort of a seminar, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll have to call you and be like, get the group together. I'm coming to visit.
Yeah, there'll be definitely a line out the door. We'd have to make it for a good cause.
Oh, yeah. Donations to Michael for the Homeless Project.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. No, like I told you, I'm really big on wildlife and would love, like, dolphins is my favorite. And
oh,
I would watch the nature shows. I'm like, it's so beautiful up there. But then I watched this other show, and I'm like, I don't know if I could do all that snow.
Yeah, that snow comes, like, in November, and then our winter goes on. But usually our snow does not stick very long.
Okay.
So, anywho, sounds like we're about done then, if we have nothing else to talk about.
Okay, Ro. We'll be in contact.
All right. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So I assume you know Rhonda. Is that right? You call her Ro?
Well, let me tell you the story real quick of how that came about.
Yes.
Her sister passed away 6 months ago from cancer. And we were texting back and forth. I actually told her the number to call into your show. And we got to texting back and forth, and her sister was coming through. So I was giving her a message, and right before, you know, I was like, I have to go to bed, and I was like, I have one more thing to ask you. I was like, this is going to sound crazy. I was like, but did they call you Ro? And she's like, my sister, you're amazing. Her sister called her Ro. And in the text, I was like, do you mind that I call you Ro? She said, no, not at all. So that's, and it's just easy to remember for me.
No, okay.
So,
wow. Okay. All right. I knew that would be a connection there.
You know I have them all.
Yes, I know you do. I know.
But, you know, it's great because with Kathy, she's like, you know, I felt a connection with you. And after we got to talking, and we're like sisters from a different mother. You know, I never grew up with sisters. I've had two brothers. So to make these connections through whether it be family members or just people in general, you know that when you connect with somebody, you just connect with them like you've known them forever.
Right. Yeah. I know what you mean. All righty. I totally agree. Let's go to our next call here. And again, to the listeners out there, we're just about to the end of the show. Again, you got the chance of getting the full 1 hour reading that's being offered. So far, no one has donated to get that. All you got to do is donate $100 would do it for a full $200 value with Sarah Manning. So hopefully there's someone out there that wants a great reading and a generous heart. And Little T, I want to thank you because I know tomorrow we're going to be giving out a free 30-minute reading. And I didn't want to do it tonight because I didn't want to combine the two, if you know what I mean. And
right.
And because of the, you know, the way things turned out, you know, Sarah was supposed to be here. And anyway,
right.
But yeah. So.
Or you can wrap
all right.
it off tomorrow with her, or you know, if she can make it on.
Well, hopefully she's going to be here Friday. Tomorrow will be Greg and Vincent. But yeah, I'm going to raffle it. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Let's take our next call. Let's bring in Vicky to the show. Welcome, Vicky.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome.
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Actually, I had two questions, but I'll go with the first one that came to mind. I am working at the moment, but it's
okay.
a contract-based opportunity. What type of energy are you picking up around that? Do you see the contract extended?
Yes.
Or do you see it coming to a halt?
No, it's going to be extended. But I also need to mention, too, that you're very spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you.
They're like, hello, I'm here. She's not listening. So I don't know what you're doing personally, but you need to start listening.
Well, you know what?
Sorry.
I've been doing it.
This is what they're, like, yelling at me to tell you. And, you know, my hands are going a mile a minute.
Okay. So when you say you see it extended, do you see it extended throughout the to which would be good, towards the end of the year or into 2018?
It feels more like 2018. But there's kind of like a wrench going to be thrown into this, but it all works out.
Say that again.
I said I feel like it's going to go to 2018, but I feel there's going to be a wrench thrown into this, but it will all work out. I'm not exactly sure. They're not giving me all the details, and I hate when they do this. And what I've learned when they do this to me is you're just not supposed to know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay.
But you were, like, you were so spiritual that you already knew I was going to say this.
Well, I have an idea. I think for me it's more of a validation, if that makes sense, than anything else. So, yeah, it's more of a validation.
Listen to your gut. Okay.
Yeah.
Your gut will never lie. In fact, it's funny because me and my son were driving to go somewhere, and he's studying for his driving test. And he asked me this question, and to be honest, I don't remember what it was, but I had thought of one answer, but changed it. And the first time it was right. And I said, I knew I should have went with my first answer.
Right, right.
So it's kind of like that. You already know. So just keep following your gut. Your gut's not, or, you know, we say follow your gut, but the spirit world is leading you to where you need to go. And when they say it's wrong, it's wrong. But we as humans go, no, I'm going to do what I want. And then we find out, man, I should have listened.
Okay. And I am open to date. Do you see any tangible partner coming my way? I am open. I am ready. It has been a while, so.
As of right now, I do not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I mean, that's not to say, you know, don't go jump on every guy and be like, oh, you got to take me on a date. Just,
oh, no. No,
you were, but you know what I'm saying. You're just a very strong-willed person. You know what you want. Your standards are pretty high, and you're just like, I need somebody that's A, B, and C. Nobody's perfect. We all know this, but just keep your eye out and just keep doing what you're doing. And when God's ready, he'll send the perfect person for you.
Right, right.
But I keep hearing 3 months. So, again, 3 months could be, wow, stop taking my thoughts. Sorry. We'll say in about 3 months, but just kind of keep the one eye, the one ear to the door, so to speak.
Okay.
And just keep doing what you're doing, and you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you, Michael. I will be reaching out to you. Thank you.
Michael's in the green room.
Okay, I guess you couldn't hear me. That's fine.
Yes.
That is fine. Well, thank you
That's so awesome,
much, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. If you get a chance, take check out my website, and let me know what you
website?
Think. It's psychiclittleT.com.
Awesome.
So,
little,
you know, let me know what you...
Like the like the letter T. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. T.com. Awesome. I will check it out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one. Thank you. Namaste.
You too.
Thank you.
Back to you, Mike. So you can contact me at littleteed.com, or you can call me at 609-320-7912. I do text readings, I can do email readings, I can do phone readings. So feel free to check out my website. Again, it's psychiclittleteed.com. I just kind of revamped it and would like to know people's opinions of, you know, if they like it or they don't like it, what I could change or if I could add something. You know, everybody's opinion is definitely considered. Are you there, Mike? Cyberland. Well, anyway, I give 10-minute readings for $10 if you go to Venmo. It's an app on your phone or on your tablet. I do 30, 60-minute readings. My prices are on my website. I'm looking forward to hearing from everybody.
Little T, say something for about a couple minutes here. I'm checking with someone. Okay?
Okay. Cool.
Thanks.
I just want to make sure everything was okay. Okay. So, what can I talk about? I can talk about the movie The Help that I just watched a couple weeks ago. It takes place back, I want to say in the Civil War, where they had African-American maids with the upper white class families, and the Caucasian families would treat the maids really badly. And the maids took revenge. You'll have to see the movie. I don't want to be the spoiler of it, but I thought it was really good. Let me see. I still haven't got the chance to see Wonder Woman, but I plan on doing that on my next time. Let me say this again. I plan on seeing that very shortly.
Okay. Okay. Little T,
yeah.
I think we're going to wrap up here.
Okay.
And we're going to call it a night. And so thanks again. Thanks for coming on. Short notice, and always enjoy you coming on.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Have a good week, Little T.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We want to thanks, Little T, for coming on. And thanks to everybody. We're going to do a wrap there. Hope everybody enjoyed the 90 minutes. And I'll be on tomorrow in our evening shows. We'll start with Linnea at 5 o'clock Eastern, Psychic Medium Readings. And then we'll be joined Greg Keene from Lilydale at 8 Eastern, and at 9, Vincent Pace, medium, one of the best, who brought in my dad and gave me the time of my of the death of my dad, and also the how he died. So anyway, that'll be there. So we still have, if anybody, I'll leave it open for 30 minutes. Anybody wants to donate $100, you got the free gift. It's a $200 value to get an hour reading with Sarah Manning. And it goes for a great, great cause. And we do want to thank the one donator tonight. She didn't want her name out there, so I'm not going to do that. And okay. So I'm going to wrap up here and call it a day. And God willing, all of our shows tomorrow will go off without a hitch. And Sarah is scheduled to be on here Friday. So let's all pray that all goes good. And I just saw the news. I don't know if you saw this or not, but it. You know, I definitely want to send my prayers and to the family and to Senator John McCain. You know, he was the longest serving soldier in Vietnam as far as a prisoner of war, and he went through some awful torture, and today it was diagnosed tonight that he has brain cancer. So we definitely want to remember him and his family right now, and whatever you do on your side, maybe. But anyway, so little bit of sad news, but so I'm going to close, and I want to thank again everybody for being here, and much love to everybody here, and have a good night. Thanks, Angela, for your help, and thanks again everybody that supports this show. Hey, Carol in Pennsylvania, thanks, Maui, and thanks, Nikki. All right, everybody. Have a good night.